Your inner child deserves better. When Mary J. Blige was going through her divorce, she said something that really resonated with me. It resonated with me because it's something that I had always thought about that I'd never said out loud. She said that she learned to treat herself like a small child. She learned to be patient with herself, to have grace with herself. I would even take it a step further to say that when we apply Mary J. Blige's advice, that we should not only treat ourselves like a small child, but treat ourselves like our own child. Let me explain. Some people really love children in general, like all across the board, but we take special care and attention with our own children. We love our children with a different degree of care and grace and patience. And that is how we should treat ourselves. Sometimes we're too rough on ourselves. We don't forgive ourselves. Sometimes we insult ourselves and jeopardize our journey even before we take our first step. And this could be for a variety of reasons. It could be things that we heard about ourselves from teachers growing up. And I have heard from men in their 30s who still remember the things, the very negative things that their primary school teacher said about them, that they'd never amount to anything. It could be the absence of a parent, or even the things our parents told us growing up. Dynamics in high school, relationships from our teens and early 20s, which helped to shape how we interact in situations of intimacy or relationship situations. It could be a toxic workplace. It could be something that happened at church. There are just so many reasons why we do not give ourselves grace. And sometimes it goes back to situations that were completely out of our control, but we continue to carry on that burden of responsibility. So what are the things that children require in order to grow into healthy, well-balanced adults? Well, they need to know that they're loved first and foremost. Are you telling yourself that you love yourself each and every day? And it might sound absolutely crazy, like I don't need to tell myself I love myself, I know that I love myself. Well, congratulations to those who don't, but there are some people who need the constant reminder because sometimes they go looking for it in other things, alcohol, drugs, or sometimes they go looking for it in other people. And then they get disappointed and they just spiral out of control because they found that their identity in other people. Sometimes it takes literally looking in the mirror and reciting your affirmations, saying things such as, I love myself. I'm so grateful for this breath and this body. I'm so grateful for this day and this morning. I'm so grateful for you. You're doing a great job. This is what you're good at, and this is what you're working on. I extend grace to you. Simple. That requires constant affirmation, though. That requires you saying that every day, twice a day, for the rest of your life. Also understanding that you're responsible for yourself. When you have a child, you feed your child, you clothe your child, you make sure that your child does all the things that they're supposed to do at the right times. And it's the same thing for you. Make sure that you go to bed at a certain bedtime. Make sure that you wake up by a certain time. Make sure that you're eating and putting the right things into your body, that you have a good amount of water intake, that you're nourishing your mind with the best intellectual and educational content there is, that you surround yourself with friends and family who are healthy for you, that you only go to the type of places that you'd want your child to go to. And yes, this includes your adult children, because I recently realized that parents, of course your parents will always be your parents and you will always be the child to your parents, but there are certain dynamics that never seem to end even when you become an adult. And I think that's something we need to do for our own souls and our own spirits, is take care of this responsibility, this body and this consciousness that you've been so blessed to have. From now until the end of your life, you are responsible. You are your own caretaker. And you need to take that responsibility with the utmost accountability. I think sometimes persons who are doing very well emotionally and mentally are very shocked that there are people in the world who need to be reminded to have grace and patience with themselves. And that's great. I'm so grateful that there are people out there in the world who don't need to go to therapy and who don't need affirmations and who don't need all these other different types of stuff that they're probably looking at us as if we're crazy when we talk about downloading Headspace and downloading Calm and talking about therapy and journaling. And I'm glad that those people exist. You know, I'm glad that there's balance in the world. But just because you are not one of those people, don't be ashamed that you need to recite your affirmations, that you need to be journaling, that maybe you require a therapist, maybe you need antidepressants and anti-anxiety medication and mood stabilizers. There's no shame in that. When someone has diabetes and they take their insulin, we don't bat an eyelash. And that's because we tend to put medical ailments, because there's like, you know, there's scientific evidence to back why we might have certain physical conditions, but when it comes to the mind, it's something where you can't see and something that's difficult to diagnose. And it's interesting how, you know, for many of us who might know Christians, you know, who believe in a higher power, that you cannot readily provide evidence for their existence. And when I say readily provide, you know there's that age-long debate about whether God's alive and, you know, can you prove and whatever. When it comes down to it, it's definitely faith. And the same thing is applied to people's mental and emotional wellness. We cannot assume that everybody is all right, and we also can't assume that everybody is broken. What we can do is utilize different methods and practices to ensure that we are living balanced and healthy lives. It takes a lot of trial and error. Some of us will be trying for the rest of our lives. Some of us are blessed that, you know, everything's a-okay and peachy and we know how to pull ourselves together, but that's not everybody. And I think that just because you as an individual have not received that sort of grace from people who seemingly have it all together doesn't mean that you can't extend that grace to yourself. And it doesn't mean that you need to look for that grace outside of yourself. Sometimes all the grace you need resides in you. I'm talking about grace in terms of your mental and emotional headspace. You don't have to explain to anybody why you do the things you do. Heck, you don't even need to tell them. It's not a secret, but it is your business, and your business is your business. So just to wrap up, make sure to make a list of all the things that your childlike self, your inner child, really requires in order to live a happy, healthy, and abundant life. Because sometimes that inner child is deep inside of you, hiding in a closet, scared and alone and afraid, and unhealed children make for hurting adults who hurt. Make sure to take the steps to become whole so that you don't go around breaking whole people.